You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, National, I just want to wish you a quick happy National Chocolate Milk Day, Dom.
Oh, I love that. I don't drink it anymore. But
I don't either. I love chocolate milk, but now that, you know, you're a grown arse adult, you realize how sugary it is and bad for you. And
What did you guys use in your house?
Just regular, buy it out of the carton chocolate milk. We didn't do any Yoo-hoo or Nesquik or...
We were the Nestle Quick family. So you just take the heaping teaspoons of that powder and dump it in and stir it up.
Yes. And what was it with the chocolate milk? Like, to this day, I mean, if I do have a glass, I have to have it with a straw. And I always drank it with a straw as a kid. And then you blow in it and it makes those incredible bubbles out of the chocolate milk. Yeah, the chocolate bubbles.
We were a Nestle Quick family, but I do remember that every once in a while there would be a treat where my mom would buy the Hershey syrup.
Whoa, high class. Yeah.
Throw that in, and that would step the game up just a little bit.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yum.
Yeah.
Yum, yum.
Hey, you were talking about sugar and stuff like that. Today I have a dentist appointment. It's my twice a year go in just for the checkup and the cleaning.
Good, good.
Which is fine. You know, I'm glad to do that. Here's what I've noticed that's kind of interesting about it. I feel for businesses like that that have to rely on people remembering their appointments and getting it right.
Yeah.
But this dentist's office, I am not exaggerating, since Friday, and today is just Monday.
Yeah.
Since Friday has sent me five automated text messages reminding me of my appointment today at 2 o'clock.
It's a thing now, man. It is. Well, I guess they really are. People are bailing out on these medical appointments, and now they're like, well, here's what we have to do.
I feel for them. That's what I'm saying. But it's like five times in 3 days.
Do you want to call them and just be like, enough already. I'll be there.
I've already, you know, this is an automated thing. So I've already responded, you know, yes.
Yep.
And then you get the thank you. We'll see you at 2 o'clock, blah, 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 blah. And then this morning, here's another one. You remember, you have an appointment today. It's either, I don't know, it's almost like they're treating me like I'm a six-year-old, you know?
Hey, don't forget your lunch today.
Don't forget to take your lunch.
And then the day of, it's like, hey, your appointment's in 1 hour. Your appointment's in 45 minutes.
And again, I get it. If you work at a dentist's office or an office that does that, I understand you got a lot of people who are no-shows, but it's like one or two, at most three reminders.
Yeah.
So help me God, if I get another one between now and 2 o'clock, when I walk in, I am going to say something.
Wouldn't it be funny if at 2 o'clock you get one? Hey, we're going to start cleaning in about 30 seconds. Prepare your mouth.
I have a friend of mine who owns a hair salon and didn't do that system, the automated system, and talked about the number of people who forget their appointments and miss their appointments, which just costs the company money. Yep. And so I do understand why they feel the need to do this.
Yep, we get it.
Okay. Oh, my God. What time was my appointment, Jeremy?
2 o'clock, starting soon.
Interesting story that came out this morning that had both me and Jeremy kind of chuckling. The headline says, what's something that can immediately cut someone from a perfect 10 to a 5?
I'm just envisioning, like, somebody walking in and the Rock's standing there, you know, and just like, oh, my God, it's the Rock. And then he starts chewing his food with his mouth open, and you're like, whoa, God, no. Get me out of here.
What can drop someone from a 10 all the way down to a 5? Some of the answers that they had on here were like constantly talking over people.
Yeah, that one's the worst. I knew you were going to do that. Yeah, I was waiting for you to say something else.
No sense of humor.
Oh, yes. Ugh, those people.
Man, that drops.
I've already had to delete a couple comments off my Facebook today because of people like that. But
because of no sense of humor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor hygiene. Well, yeah.
Like, that's a given. Like, if you, I did post this on my Facebook today, and a lot of things were coming in, like, they smell or they have bad breath. And yeah, that's kind of a given, right? But,
you know, if I had to pick, there was, in my dating past, there was somebody who had like had it all put together, successful, funny, prompt, intelligent, beautiful. I mean, the complete package.
We never dated.
Complete package. But you know what dropped that person to a five?
What?
Was the continual asking of what I was thinking. What's going on?
What are you thinking?
What's on your mind right now? What are you thinking today? No, tell me really what's going on. Like, how do you feel about the blah, blah, blah? What are you thinking right now? What's it? And after a while, I was like, my God.
I'm just hoping you'll shut up.
It was all of the, you know, and it wasn't just what are you thinking. It was like, express your feelings about every single thing all the time. And I thought, now, wait a minute. We're not in like a long-term committed relationship here. We're just dating. I'm a little tired of constantly having to like report on what
she
my
knew
emotions
then.
Were.
She could tell you were putting off that vibe that, you know what, this is not a long-term thing.
That's not true. She didn't
She's
give
like,
it a
chance. How long do you think this will last?
Listen, I'm not saying I'm a perfect 10. I'm sure plenty of people have gone out with me and said that I'm a 5. That's fine. But I'm just saying that was one of them was constantly demanding to know what my emotions were about everything.
What do you think about this?
I think you've got to earn. To be a receiver of that information, you've got to earn that. You don't just demand.
Yeah. That's 6 months in.
What about you?
I would say a perfect 10. I walk in, there's Megan Fox, and then she's putting ketchup on her scrambled eggs. No, knocker.
Two.
Or I walk in, and there's Megan Fox, or I guess I wouldn't walk into this. Let's say we took a flight together, and we're sitting at the back of the plane, and we land, and everyone's trying to gather their things in the front of the plane and shuffle off, but then she stands up. And she's one of those weird stand-up people underneath the luggage bin, like, you know, with their head cocked, standing there for 15 minutes while everyone else shuffles off.
I can't
Undateable!
Understand it. I can't understand. And yet it's the vast majority of people.
I know. It's like, just sit down and wait your turn.
When it's your row's turn, you'll be able to go just as quickly.
Listen, you're hot and all, but we're at the back of the plane and you're standing.
Hunched over
underneath the luggage thing. I can't date you anymore. Sorry. That or she claps when the plane lands.
Yay, we made
it. Nope.
I saw in this story they were listing things about hobbies. Has anyone ever like stopped dating someone because of their hobby?
Ooh,
I mean,
depends
unless it's
on
like
hobby.
Collecting skulls or something like that, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, if it's just a standard.
Well, you know, if it's like me, like collecting old toys and, you know, all my He-Man stuff and everything, that's like a hobby. I'm so undateable because of that.
Yeah, that's
the dorkiest thing ever.
You're holding on to everything.
I would not divulge that until we were dating for like 2 years, you know.
Here's our phone number if you want to sound off about any of this. What to drop someone from a 10 to a 5. Just like that.
Boom, done.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. You should call us now. The story we found this morning was, the headline was, what's something that can immediately cut someone from a perfect 10 to a 5? And we're starting to hear from a lot of listeners.
Yeah, people
this.
Are speaking up on Facebook.
Cheryl says, Dom, didn't you say you're the vault? Didn't this woman know you would never reveal those thoughts?
No.
Now, Cheryl, listen, that's not true. I definitely reveal my innermost thoughts and feelings, but not on the second date. I mean,
right. And like every 10 minutes, it sounded
like. And probing. Constantly probing. So that's not true. Danielle said, Jeremy, we talked about this on the show, I think, just a couple of weeks ago. You'll appreciate this. Danielle says, if a guy has to back his car in everywhere.
Yeah.
Instead of just parking like a normal person, he goes from a 10 to a 5.
Oh, whatever.
And then Crystal, I like this. She goes, when a man has to know the history of everyone I've dated, he goes from a 10 to a 1.
Man.
And then she said, None ya
business.
Crystal, good for you.
That's pretty good.
You don't have to reveal anything.
Nothing.
To that guy.
Keep it to yourself. I got four more that came in on Facebook. A couple quickies. Liz says, a man with a girly voice? That's not very nice at all. Kathy says, if a guy has something coming out of his nose, again, how do you control that? Like, you got a little booger hanging. I mean...
Or what if it's like hairs?
Pick and run. I don't know. Mm. Tina says, a 10 to a 5, a man with a small dog. Bradley Cooper is hot, but if he was walking with a Pomeranian, nope.
I'm gonna agree with that one. I'm sorry.
And then finally says, Rick here, he says, if she... This is like clapping on the plane. Someone that claps during a movie. You could look like Kylie Jenner, but if you clap during Star Wars, you're now Paula Deen. Movie clappers, dumb.
I don't know why that is so funny, but it is.
That's so true, Rick.
Movie clappers.
Stop it. It makes you a 5.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for sounding off and sharing with your boys in the morning here at Denver's Mix 100.